The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. Today is Thursday, May 27th, and this is our NFC North reset. We're doing a reset for every single division throughout the, the last week, next week, the coming weeks, whatever it is. Coming up, the NFC East reset, so make sure to check that out. Basically, now that free agency and the draft are over, schedule's out, we're time to look at these teams and figure out there's some actionable early offseason bets that you can make. These odds will shift, of course, in a big way, and it helps to be ahead of the curve. So that's basically, that's what we're trying to do. Figure out what you should bet on or what we sort of lean and what we like. And we'll be going through each division addressing all the changes with an early look at those 2021 bets to break down the NFC North. Our good friend Cody Benjamin, what's up, buddy?
Doing well. I feel like we're on the Aaron Rodgers train a little bit because he's got connections in the AFC West. He's got connections in the NFC North. He's kind of a little bit of a power broker here with what we're talking about.
Yeah. Basically, the two articles that you wrote, and you can read Cody's AFC West, NFC North, all of those broken down on CBSSports.com. Of course, you know, Rodgers shifts everything. If he's traded it to the Broncos, it dramatically changes the AFC West, and it definitely changes the NFC North. And it's interesting to look at these odds because before the Rodgers rumors popped up, the Packers were huge favorites to win the division. Now, just minus 125, the Vikings plus 260, the Bears plus 330, and the Lions a distant 20-1. We'll start in Detroit, where Dan Campbell's win total as a rookie coach there. He's interim head coach at one point in Miami, but a rookie head coach. The win total 5. NFC North, NFC odds to win the NFC 75-1 per William Hill. Odds to win the Super Bowl 150-1. I had their top draft additions as Penei Sewell, obviously, and of course Aleem McNeil, obviously, and their top free agent additions Jared Goff via trade. And very interesting that it's Breshad Perriman and Tyrell Williams, who I sort of targeted because I think that's the biggest question mark for this team is the wide receiver position. And no surprise that Vegas is not high on the Detroit Lions, Cody.
No, I mean, nobody really should be. And I think that those receivers you highlighted, they kind of point out a big, I guess you call it, issue with the 2021 version of the Lions is that, you know, I'm a little bit excited to see Jared Goff in a new uniform and see what he does. And but the fact is they've got replacement level parts kind of all around the field. I mean, the offensive line, that's great that they got, you know, Sewell up front. They obviously focused on the trenches on the other side of the ball, and that's good. I mean, you start from there and work your way out. But at the end of the day, I mean, you're not expecting to watch Jared Goff throwing to Breshad Perriman, handing off to Jamal Williams and winning a bunch of games. I mean, it would be, I think, an upset if the Lions sniff 500. Well, there is no 500 this year with the
22 or whatever,
right? Close to that percentage. It'd be an upset. So yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't think anyone's in love with the Lions. I don't even know that anyone in the Lions front office is in love with the total package that's going out, because this isn't about 2021 for them. This is, let's see what Jared Goff is, let's do this trial run, and then we'll go from there.
When I look at the Lions' schedule, I see before their week, what is it? 3, 4, 5, 6. Week 9 bye. They play the 49ers in week 1. That is a tough opening matchup. Then they're at the Packers. We'll TBD on Aaron Rodgers there. The Ravens at home, at the Bears, at the Vikings, Bengals at home, at the Rams, Eagles at home. It feels to me like they're going to be 2-6. Absolute best case going into that bye. I mean, I think the Eagles will be favored in Ford Field unless, you know, something's going drastically wrong with Jalen Hurts and whatever the Eagles are trying to do. The Bengals might be favored in Ford Field. I'm telling you this. I mean, Jared Goff is throwing to Rashad Perryman, Tyrell Williams, Khalif Raymond, Quintez Cephas, Amon-Ra St. Brown. It's just not a great group of – I mean, there's no Kenny Golladay here. There's definitely no Calvin Johnson here. Maybe they're better than we think, but clearly that was a position where – and now he has T.J. Hockenson, so credit where credit's due. And DeAndre Swift, a nice pass catcher out of the backfield. I'm not saying these guys can't be good. I'm just saying that this is a tough group of receivers for Jared Goff to go to. You go from Sean McVay's offense with Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, et cetera, and all of a sudden you're rolling in here and you're going to Anthony Lynn's offense where they like to run the football. And I would expect they try to run the football and then just sort of figure some things out with these young players on defense. You can't bet on the Lions to win the division. You can't bet on them to win the Super Bowl. I guess you could bet on them to win the division. 20-1 is kind of crazy. Could you bet on that?
I mean, I was even surprised that you said you can't bet on them to win the Super Bowl. I mean, it seems like that's not even – it shouldn't even be a possibility. But
150-1 is obscenely long for a team in the in the offseason. You just don't see
that. You know, the only scenario, I guess, is you think Chicago doesn't figure out how – I mean, they roll with Andy Dalton longer than they need to. Justin Fields doesn't work out. Green Bay is out without Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it would be – absolutely nutty if Detroit won this division. But like you said, I mean, if you got like some spare change or something, and you, I guess, I think it's one you don't even think about, just because this is such a, you know, I don't think like the, for example, their offensive line, I don't think it's horrible, but you know, you look at the skill position, the difference between what he had Jared Goff with Los Angeles and Detroit, and he struggled with the Rams. And so It's gonna be a steep drop off, I think, and they're gonna be in for, I think, a rough season.
I mean, go bet on like you just find better bets at 20-1.
Exactly.
The Lions are 16 games to find their way. If you gave me 40-1, I'll bet that. Because 40-1 is a long shot for it's such a long shot for a division winner, and weird things happen that I would try it, but 20-1, no chance. Bears. Win total, 7.5, over set at -125. Their odds to win the NFC, 22-1. Their odds to win the Super Bowl, 50-1. Clearly, their top draft addition was Justin Fields, and then their top free agents additions, Andy Dalton and maybe Desmond Trufant. This is kind of last year's Bears team, except Andy Dalton is playing the role of Nick Foles, and Justin Fields, I guess, is playing the role of Mitchell Trubisky now. They say in they've said that with the Bears, the front office and the coaching staff said, we're going to groom Fields to come in later, which seems kind of crazy to me. Nick Foles still on the roster, by the way. It looks like they're going to roll with Andy Dalton. That can obviously change. I would put Justin Fields out there ASAP and try to win football games with a rookie and save our jobs if I'm Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, but they want to see if they can win with Andy Dalton. You know, they have decent skill guys, Allen Robinson, who I'm sure he's just thrilled that he's still there. And Jimmy Graham is somehow still on this roster. David Montgomery, Tariq Cohen, hoping to have a bounce back year. They signed Damian Williams. They drafted Khalil Herbert. And they also drafted Tevin Jenkins for left tackle, which is very important that you want this guy to grow with Justin Fields. Do you have any interest in considering the Bears as a possibility to win this division or to make some long-term noise?
Honestly, no. Chicago is one of those weird teams in terms of like evaluating their offseason, because up to the point, you know, where they drafted Justin Fields, where they made the move up to trade up, I mean, clearly would have been one of the biggest losers to me of the offseason. And the front office management, you know, the quarterback plan, everything just, it wasn't great. It was not inspiring. We talked about on the show about how they really needed to take a swing at a home run, not try and hit a single at quarterback. And that's exactly what they did with Andy Dalton. So as soon as the Bears did that, the trade up for Justin Fields, it was almost hard for me to like celebrate it, because I was so used to Chicago being the team at quarterback, at least, that was just not making the right decisions. And so, yeah, the smart thing from a management perspective is roll Justin Fields out there. I don't know if that's the best thing for Justin Fields. But still, you look at their schedule, and maybe Tevin Jenkins holds up and helps the offensive line. But you look at their schedule, and it's really not that pretty. You look at they've got games against, you know, even outside the division. I believe they got the 49ers, the Steelers. I mean, these are going to be teams that are tough, whether it's Andy Dalton, who hasn't been good since, you know, I don't know, 2015, 2016 with the Bengals.
Yep.
And if it's Justin Fields, I mean, he may be really good, but even really good rookies struggle, especially against defenses like you're going to find in Pittsburgh and San Francisco. And you like the excitement that Justin Fields brings. And I think long-term it's, you know, it obviously gives them more juice, but this year, I think it's a little too early to be buying into a turnaround.
I could get involved in this over 7.5 with the Bears.
You're going over on that?
I think I'm going over on that. They win 8 games every year with Matt Nagy. You get the extra game, and they need the problem is what's here's where you win or lose this bet. Weeks 2 through 5. Bengals at home, at Browns, Lions at home, at Raiders. Can they go through? They have to go 3-1 or 4-0 in those games. If they go 2-2 or 1-3, adios, amigo. That bet's over. Because Packers, Bucks, 49ers, Steelers going into their bye. Ravens coming out. Then they get the Lions on Thanksgiving. Cardinals, Packers, Vikings, Seahawks, Giants, Vikings to close. So, I mean, a lot depends for the Bears, I think, on what happens around them. If Aaron Rodgers is actually traded, I think the Bears number goes up to 8.5. Because I don't think the books want to adjust other team. They don't want to adjust every other team based on what might happen. You know what I mean? Yeah. But if Rodgers is traded or doesn't play, Chicago's number closes at 8.5 or higher. And the Bears are the favorite to win the division, probably. Because, you know, as of right now, I guess the Vikings would be the favorite, but Vikings and the Bears would be like plus 115 or something like that.
Well, and you named a stretch that's early in the year, which is presumably, if we're just going off what's happening now, is when somebody named Andy Dalton is going to be playing quarterback. And again, like Andy Dalton, great guy off the field, I'm sure. Like he had a good run in Cincinnati, but like the evidence is there that he's just not, he should not be even necessarily handed the job above Nick Foles, I mean, going into the season. And so I think that on the schedule too, if I'm not mistaken, they don't have a single stretch where they have back-to-back home games throughout the schedule.
That's you can call. They don't.
And so, yeah, you know.
There are stretches where they won't have to travel far. You know, right. Arizona, at Lions. So they're coming out of their bye. It's Ravens at home, at Lions, which is nothing. Cardinals at home, at Packers, nothing. Vikings at home. So that's sure. I mean, not the same thing, but certainly a little bit easier than maybe you're not bopping all over the country there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, just a minor thing, but again, we're, you know, we're probably going to have crowds this year. I mean, it's going to be different. And if you're starting a rookie quarterback, I think there's so many factors there where I like the Justin Fields aggressiveness, but I'm not ready to be aggressive betting on
them. Right. I would bet they're over. I wouldn't touch the Super Bowl or NFC odds. And I'm not touching them or the Vikings to win the division until I know what's happening with Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Why? We'll tell you next.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip. Maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. I wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. So the Vikings win total 8.5 over -150. Odds win the NFC 20-1. Odds win the Super Bowl 40-1. Their top draft edition, Christian Darrisaw, the first round pick. They're nice. They trade down. They pick him up. And then Todd Davis, their top free agent addition in free agency. They weren't really very busy in free agency. They got to have a bounce back year on defense because – oh, no, Patrick Peterson.
Probably. Yeah, you can't. You got all things covered. They're going to be yelling at you.
I went to the Vikings website and looked up free agent additions. They didn't have Patrick Peterson listed. What the heck?
That's on them. You got Dalvin Tomlinson, Patrick Peterson. Those are the big boys that came in.
No, right. You know, I don't know how I missed that. Oh, goodness gracious. My apologies, Pat P. And they added Dalvin Tomlinson, too. What was I reading?
Yep.
What did I do it? Maybe I was looking at the Vikings from last year. They brought back Mackenzie Alexander. All right, I'm an idiot. That's the one thing I missed when I was doing the research for this podcast. Oh, well. Anywho, Pat P, a nice addition. We'll see if he can, bounce back. But this is a scheme that's very cornerback friendly. And Pat P, I imagine Mike Zimmer would have loved to have gotten a hold of Pat P coming out of LSU. Oh, that single digit out there, which would be nice. They drafted Jeff Gladney in the first round in 2020. And then, as I mentioned, came back and got Darrisaw this year. So they've invested in the defense again, trying to beef it up. And they've tried it. They've kept investing in the offensive line over the past, really, 3 years with Garrett Bradbury in 2019, Ezra Cleveland, the second round pick in 2020, and then Darrisaw, the first round pick this year. So you can look at this team and say, man, the pieces are in place for them to kind of get back to where they were 2 years ago. Kirk Cousins probably needs to. Does he need to hold off Kellen Mond? Are you worried about Justin Jefferson talking about him? I feel like this team is solid, but not spectacular.
Which is how you define the Vikings for the last, 5-10 years. I mean, that's always been, they've been good enough to make it, not great enough to get past the hurdles in the playoffs. I think, again, a lot depends on what happens in Green Bay, but if you're looking at Minnesota, I mean, they did a lot of shuffling. I mean, Anthony Harris out, Patrick Peterson in, Eric Wilson out, they did some shuffling on defense. I think Darrisaw, ideally the floor is he's kind of giving you what Riley Reiff gave you at left tackle, holding up for Kirk Cousins. I think the Kellen Mond addition, I think it'll do good for Kirk Cousins this year. I mean, long-term, does Kellen Mond give you something, give you more playmaking ability? Possibly. I mean, I think that'd be fun for the Vikings. It'd be good for somebody to kind of take over there, but I think he'll be motivated by it. I think he honestly will. And, whatever Justin Jefferson says, I think there's motivation there stirring for Kirk Cousins. One little nugget just about the Vikings. I mean, since Mike Zimmer came in, we've now had a 7-year sample size where each year, so the Vikings will make the playoffs, they'll miss it. They'll make it, they'll miss it. And that's happened every year since Mike Zimmer took over. Last year, they missed. And so, again, how much you want to buy into historical trends or not, but they've been kind of a team that they'll bounce back, and they've never completely bottomed out, but they're always kind of right in the mix, but they've gone back and forth. So this year they'd be due to get back in.
Mike Zimmer probably does not get enough respect for the job that he does as a head coach.
I think he's the Kirk Cousins of head coaches a little bit.
I wouldn't tell him that to his face.
Well, yeah, he does. He might not like Kirk that much, but.
I don't think he likes the idea of investing a bunch of money in offense, really.
Right. But honestly, I mean, he's never like horrible enough consistently to be like, we got to get rid of this guy right now. But still the questions, I mean, with Kirk Cousins and Mike Zimmer, if you ask Vikings fans, it's, we can't get it done when it really matters most.
Yeah, that's fair. I have no interest in betting the Vikings to win the Super Bowl at 40-1 or the NFC at 20-1. I could be talked into them at +260 to win the division potentially. And I like betting on them in week 1 at Cincinnati. That's a Mike Zimmer revenge game. I just see him beating the pants off of the Bengals just because that's who Mike Zimmer is. They're at the Cardinals in week two. Three straight home games, Seahawks, Browns, and Lions before going to at the Panthers. And then they're bye. You get the Cowboys, Ravens, Chargers, Packers, 49ers coming out. Rams are there. They got to deal with. They have two games late against the Bears and one game late against Green Bay. I could see them winning 9 games here. 9-8 is a very Mike Zimmer, or even 10-7 is a very Mike Zimmer season here. The over is -150, which is a little expensive, but I wouldn't bet the under 8.5 if I was betting on this team.
Yeah, I think you're right in that window where they've always been under Mike Zimmer, which is, 8-10 wins. And now this year, you have the added playoff team like last year, but you've got the extra game. I mean, it really depends on what the Packers are. Like, I don't know if an 8-9 finish, for the Vikings this year, if that's able to sneak you in like an 8-8 might have at one point. A 9-8, I mean, I think one of those records could get you a wild card depending on what's going on with the Packers. Or the division. I mean, honestly, if Aaron Rodgers isn't there, I think 8 wins could do it. So I think that's right in the window where they need to be.
Yeah, I would probably want more than 3. If you're betting the Vikings now, let's say Aaron Rodgers is traded. Do the Vikings then become the favorite to win the division? Is it minus money? Is it +105? I think you just wait until the new drops and jump all over +260 if that's something that you're interested in. Because if you bet 260 now and Aaron Rodgers is not traded, it's going to go back to like 4-1, and you're going to be really annoyed by it.
Yeah.
If he is traded, I don't think it's necessarily going to become the Vikings minus 200 or anything like that. You're going to get a plenty good number. If you want to bet the Vikings to win the division, just have it queued up as we move along with the Aaron Rodgers news. But it'll come off quickly. Very quickly, but I don't know it'll move that much. If you like the over on the Vikings, though, hey, that's probably going to 9 or 9.5. Might go there anyway, just because it's already at -150. So that would be something if you really want to bet the over 8.5, and I think it's a pretty good bet, even at the -150, maybe that's the play now. And then just kind of be in be ready on the +260 if you want to bet the Vikings to win the division. All right, the Packers, the final team, no win total available. Again, they're a slight favorite to win the division, 8.5-1 to win the NFC and 18-1 to win the Super Bowl. Top draft additions, Eric Stokes and Amari Rodgers, because A. Rodgers drafting him when Aaron Rodgers, the 2 days after Aaron Rodgers was demanding a trade, is just hilarious. And then Aaron Jones, really the top free agent addition, I think. Look, it's pretty simple, Cody. It all comes down to, do you think Aaron Rodgers is coming back and or playing? And if you do, then there's value in the Packers. Yeah. If you don't, or you're not sure if he's going to play, this is a pure stay away. But 18-1 to win the Super Bowl for Green Bay, if Aaron Rodgers comes back, would look like a steal. Yeah. And -120 to win this division, if Aaron Rodgers comes back and plays, would look like a steal. If you're holding those tickets and Jordan Love is playing, you're not feeling quite as good about your life.
I wonder what if Aaron Rodgers comes back, and if you ask Pete Prisco, I mean, I listened to your discussion with him, he's pretty convinced there's no departure for Aaron Rodgers on the horizon. And so, if he was motivated last year by the surprise Jordan Love pick, and went out and won MVP, I mean, could we compare it to this year? Let's say he's kind of held, I don't want to say held hostage, it's far from that, but if he's held in Green Bay, does he win a Super Bowl out of spite? I mean, is that possible? I don't know.
Absolutely.
But yeah, and then demand, from there, he basically holds all the cards. He's just given Green Bay its latest Lombardi trophy. But the Jordan Love thing is just, it's a total unknown. I mean, I would be so interested to see what the bets, what they're coming in at, if that happens, because, they thought enough of him to trade up, to draft him in the first round. It's not like the Packers were the only team intrigued by Jordan Love. I mean, obviously he slid to the back end, but that's a guy who, everyone talked about. He's got this kind of a freakish arm talent. Obviously we've seen none of him on an NFL field. He wasn't good enough to even take the number two job last year. But, if you went out there tomorrow and Jordan Love was your quarterback, is the rest of the roster good enough to stay right there with the Vikings or the Bears this year? I have no idea.
I think it's possible that they could. I think betting them to win the division right now is a perfectly fine move.
Yeah.
Because they can win the division anyway. I mean, the Vikings don't have to be great, and the Bears certainly don't have to be an elite team. And maybe Matt LaFleur, maybe Jordan Love has had enough experience there in practice where he's ready to start and he can win, you know, with a good run game and an above average defense, which I think the Packers have.
Or are we talking about Blake Bortles?
Or Blake Bortles. Oh, Lord.
I'm just
I don't want to bet -120 on Blake Bortles. But I mean, maybe that's where we're at. I just think you're getting -120, and there's, and this is not even based on Pete telling me this. You know, I get that Aaron Rodgers said he's gone. He doesn't have the, he didn't necessarily have the leverage to leave. If the Packers figure out a way to get him paid and get him back, he's going to come back and play. He's going to be mad again. He's going to come back and play with a vengeance. And -120 for this team with Aaron Rodgers is a steal to win the division. So if I'm betting it, I would bet that now. And then again, I'm hovering over the Vikings or the Bears. If Rodgers is traded, I'm probably hitting both those teams. And so then you can kind of adjust as to there. But I think the Packers' odds to win the Super Bowl and odds to win the division are good enough that it's worth taking a chance on Aaron Rodgers playing, because Aaron Rodgers' next team, if you want to bet on it, offshore, the Packers are -150. You know, the Broncos are +150, 6-1 that he won't be on an active team roster this year. And the Raiders 10-1. And really after that, it just falls off. So you're getting better value than just Aaron Rodgers coming back and playing. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think I would take the -120 there for the Packers to win the division and maybe even dabble on them to win the Super Bowl if their odds are still up. I have a feeling that bookmakers will be – have a quick hook on that, depending on what rumors pop up over the next several weeks.
Is your bet right now that he's in a Packers uniform in Week 1, all on the field?
I don't know that anybody. I think Albert Breer had something about it where it's like what the Broncos wanted, and it's just an outrageous amount.
Or what the Packers want? Excuse
me. Yeah, for Aaron Rodgers, it's just like Bradley Chubb, you know, Drew Lock, 3 first rounders, 2 second rounders, and some defensive players. Just not another. You know, it's just not happening. Aaron Rodgers is 38. That's too much. So I don't know that a deal gets done. I think they eventually just pay him and he sticks around. But certainly he could say, blank you, I'm retiring, and peace out.
Yeah, I've seen good arguments both sides. I think Pete Prisco laid out a good, you know, and he was very he had conviction about this, you know, that Green Bay holds the leverage, and I think he's right. You just have to weigh that against, you know, similar to the Deshaun Watson situation before the legal matters came up. I mean, at some point, you just have to weigh. It's getting close to Week 1. The supposed face of our franchise doesn't want to be with this franchise, and weigh the, you know, the actual leverage against the public relations leverage. And I know Joel Corey, he wrote a good story for CBSSports.com, and he talked about he doesn't think at this point that the Packers' inclination would be to deviate from their plan to go to Jordan Love to save money. After this season, and like essentially, the Packers want to retain control of the quarterback situation, Aaron Rodgers.
You own the timing,
exactly.
You're not going to give Aaron Rodgers 3 years of guaranteed money, and then all of a sudden he stinks, and they're stuck with him.
Exactly. Yeah. But his point on, you know, he's making the same point that Pete Prisco was making, except he kind of sees that Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's not going to money isn't the issue. It's just that he wants the control of that situation, and so eventually, you're left with, you know, do you either trade Jordan Love and pay Aaron Rodgers anything he wants and make him basically become the GM, or do you kind of swallow the hard pill and say, we got to trade him and we're going to stick to our original plan?
Well, I also think Aaron Rodgers has to realize if he wants to win one more Super Bowl before he retires, and I think he would really, really like to do that, maybe he's just got to bite the bullet, come back to Green Bay, and look, next offseason – they might cut you, you say, all right, guys,
right,
played great. What do you want to do? You want to cut me? You want to cut me if you want to win a Super Bowl for Green Bay? Whatever. And then, you know?
Yeah, like your performance. And again, we're getting into like the weeds of player versus team dynamics. But yeah, at some point, your performance dictates. I mean, he won MVP. Like the longer you continue to play that well, I mean, Green Bay is not going, they're going to have no choice. He talked about on the Pat McAfee show, he disrupted their timelines. He did, and then you put the ball in the Packers' court to say, when it comes time to make a hard decision with the money, we're going to tell our fans, you know, we're going to Jordan Love right now. I mean, let them look like idiots then and go play for who you want to play for. So, yeah, I think if Aaron Rodgers continues to play well, that's what, he's got the leverage in that sense.
And that's why if you think he might come back, betting the Packers to win the division makes a lot of sense. All right, that's the NFC North reset. Cody Benjamin, I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks as always, buddy, and be good.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount+.